Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. A Palestinian child was killed by Israeli troops as five Palestinian youth got kidnapped. These stories and more, coming up. Stay tuned. This morning at dawn, a Palestinian child died of his wounds in an Israeli hospital after he was shot by Israeli soldiers on Monday night. The child, Mohammad Riyad Naif, 15, from Al Jalazun refugee camp near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, was seriously wounded after the army claimed that he and other youths hurled stones at military jeeps. The army also fired rounds of live ammunition, gas bombs and concussion grenades at several residents and medics who had rushed to the scene to evacuate the wounded. Three medics were wounded and were moved to Sheikh Zayed Hospital in Ramallah. One of them, an ambulance driver, was shot in his leg while he was trying to rescue the life of Mohammad Naif. Another medic was shot in his hand. Israeli soldiers also prevented the Palestinian ambulance from reaching the injured boy, according to medical officials. At the same time, local sources at the Al Jalazun refugee camp reported that the army kidnapped four young Palestinians and took them to an unknown destination. Elsewhere in the West Bank, another Palestinian youth was kidnapped by Israeli soldiers after they invaded the village of Bilayn near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The army also wanted to kidnap another youth, but he wasn't at home. The Friends of Freedom and Justice Committee in Bilayn reported that at least four military jeeps invaded the village and that some 50 soldiers were deployed in several parts of the village and broke into a number of homes. Several international peace activists tried to intervene. Some of them documented the attack and challenged the invading forces, while the army responded by firing tear gas bombs and concussion grenades. Soldiers also used a laser beam on some of the activists in an attempt to intimidate them. Bilayn is one of the leading examples of active nonviolent resistance against the annexation war and became the scene of nearly daily attacks by Israeli forces. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Catherine Orwell.